At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 22 degrees, your temperature currently here in Atlantic. We look today for increasing clouds with a high of 34, east-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog, a slight chance of freezing drizzle picking up and a low of around 30. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 35-year-old Samuel Jacob Whitaker of Red Oak in the 400 block of East Market Street in Red Oak on Friday night. At 9:07 p.m., officers arrested Whitaker for being a fugitive from justice on a valid arrest warrant out of the state of Missouri for parole violation. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond awaiting extradition by Missouri authorities. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department assisted in the arrest. A collision between a car and a semi-tractor trailer on Friday morning in Dallas County left one person dead and another injured. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2015 Lexus GS350 driven by 49-year-old Chung C. Lowe of West Des Moines and a 2006 Kenworth semi driven by 57-year-old Douglas Harrison of Panora collided head-on as they were traveling on D Avenue south of Dawson. The Lexus was traveling north and the semi was heading southbound when they collided just north of 150th Street around 8:50 a.m. Both vehicles came to rest in the east ditch following the crash. Douglas Harrison died at the scene. Chung Lowe was transported by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. A private economic development group in Iowa is refusing to release details about its failed bid to get Des Moines selected as Amazon's second headquarters. Greater Des Moines Partnership declined Friday to provide additional information about its efforts to attract the company. Partnership spokesman Sam Hoyle says conversations between the group and Amazon will remain private. The AP sought records from the Greater Des Moines Partnership in November about the group's pitch to Amazon, but the partnership said it wasn't subject to Iowa's public records laws. AP contacted the group again after Amazon rejected Des Moines. Amazon recently narrowed its list to 20 prospective sites for the $5 billion project that could employ up to 50,000 people. More than 200 municipalities failed to make the cut. A semi-tractor trailer was involved in an accident Thursday afternoon in Page County. The Sheriff's Office reports 74-year-old William Joseph Davis of Prescott was driving a 2001 Kenworth hauling ag lime in a walking floor trailer when the rig slid at the intersection of Highway 48 and E Avenue, causing the tractor and trailer to enter the west ditch, where the trailer spilled the load of soil additive onto a field and into the ditch. Davis was not injured during the accident. Officials say the incident occurred around 12:38 p.m. northeast of Essex as Davis was making a turn from Highway 48 onto E Avenue. The tractor-trailer combination was owned by Geisa Contracting of Creston. The vehicle sustained an estimated $33,000 damage. No citations were issued due to the road conditions of the melting snow and ice causing the roadway to become water-covered ice. Authorities say an Iowa woman who worked for the Child Saving Institute in Omaha has been accused of having sex with a teenage boy who was staying at the institute's shelter. Douglas County, Nebraska prosecutor Brenda Beadle says 23-year-old Hannah Dickerson of Neola will be charged with sexual abuse of a dependent. The boy is a ward of the state who turned 17 in July. He said in an August interview that he and Dickerson engaged in sex several times in July and August. An institute spokeswoman has declined to describe Dickerson's job duties. Dickerson's no longer employed there. A trial has been scheduled for a Dubuque woman accused of letting her seven children live amid what police say was garbage, rotted food, and feces on their home's floor. Court records say 34-year-old Tiesha Martin pled not guilty Tuesday to seven counts of child endangerment. Her trial is set to begin March 19th. 33-year-old Jermaine Watson, who police say is the father of the youngest child, also has pled not guilty. Court records don't yet show a trial date for him. The records say police and a social worker checking on the children at Martin's residence January 2nd found the squalid conditions and say the children were sharing just one bedroom and bed. Martin has said officers lied about the conditions. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported four recent arrests, three of which took place on Thursday. On January 18th, James Brown was taken into custody at around 9:12 p.m. for possession of paraphernalia. At the same time, Desiree Evans was arrested for harassment in the third degree. And at approximately 6:45 p.m. Thursday, Adams County deputies arrested Anthony Keeler of Creston for leaving the scene of an accident, reckless driving, failure to display a registration plate, failure to maintain control, open container, failure to wear a seatbelt, and expired registration. A call about a speeding vehicle on Highway 148 Tuesday afternoon resulted in the arrest of Shyla Waldhauser of Orient. She was placed under arrest for driving while license revoked from a previous OWI. The federal government wants to change the rules on how most hogs slaughtered for meat in the U.S. are processed. Some of the U.S. Department of Agriculture proposals released on Friday are similar to those enacted in 2014 for poultry processors. One rule allows pork processors to voluntarily enact a new inspection system, placing plant employees in charge of removing animals unfit for slaughter, and allows companies to set their own processing line speeds. The USDA says the proposed rules would streamline production without compromising food safety. Critics say similar poultry industry changes have given companies too much control over food safety. Another proposed rule would require processing plants to implement new procedures for preventing bacterial contamination of meat. The USDA is taking comments and has no date set for implementation. A historic building in downtown Sioux City could be up for sale after a federal judge granted a bank's request to foreclose on the 12-story structure. The Sioux City Journal reports that a federal judge ruled in favor of Cedar Rapids, Iowa Bank in trust foreclosure on the Badgero building on January 11th. The Badgero building was built in 1933. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places for its Art Deco architecture style. Minnesota-based Lighthouse Management Group has been overseeing the property during the foreclosure case. Sioux City Economic Development Director Marty Doherty says the building could attract developers looking to create a downtown mixed-use facility. The bank can now sell the property through a sheriff's sale or the U.S. Marshals Service, but hasn't yet taken steps toward requesting the sale. Iowa court records say a 79-year-old woman has been accused of stealing more than $346,000 from her sister, who has Alzheimer's disease. The Des Moines Register reports that Jewel Davis of West Des Moines is charged with dependent adult abuse or exploitation. Davis's next court hearing is scheduled for January 29th. The records say Davis's sister lives in a Des Moines nursing home and that Davis had power of attorney over her sister's finances. The records also say Davis wrote checks to herself on her sister's account and used money from the sale of her sister's home to buy two homes. Investigators say in court documents that Davis admitted using her sister's money for herself. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday night of 20-year-old Travis Winfield Shannon from Avoca. He was arrested at around 9:20 p.m. for OWI first offense following a traffic stop near 430th Street and Tamarack Road. And a man was arrested at around 11:45 p.m. Thursday at a residence in Carson. 34-year-old Curtis Allen Yelton of Carson was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for a sex offender registry verification violation second offense. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Milo Peterson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Milo Peterson will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Mrs. Jean Weiss, age 83, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Mrs. Jean Weiss will be held today at 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has the arrangements. Mary Alice O'Brien, age 79, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Home. A Mass of Christian Burial Service for Mary Alice O'Brien will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Elizabeth Bartels, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elizabeth Bartels will be held today at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Philip E. Harris, age 66, of Edina, Minnesota, an Atlantic native, died January 12th at NC Little Hospice in Edina. Funeral services for Phil Harris will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Luther Memorial Church in Madison, Wisconsin. The Crest Funeral Home in Madison has the arrangements. Elsie Bass, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A massive Christian burial for Elsie Bass will be held today at 1 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Janice Joy Ferguson, age 77, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Janice Joy Ferguson will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Rasmussen Bacon Funeral Home in Maxwell. There will also be a memorial service on Saturday, January 27th at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Rasmussen Bacon Funeral Home in Maxwell has arrangements. John Jack August DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be held on January 27th at 10 a.m. in the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, and the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carrie Hogue, age 67, of Harlan, died on January 13th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie Hogue will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathy Arterburn, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Kavanaugh House on 56th Street in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Kathy Arterburn will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church, with a luncheon immediately following at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. John J. Joseph Dargin, age 70, of Avoca, died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for J. Dargin will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Richard Mason, age 49, of Neola, died on Wednesday at the CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A funeral service for Richard Mason will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Mendon United Church of Christ in Mendon. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.